아까 상관자 동방이 있어야 돼. 네. 아, 저기 이걸 시행해야 돼. 나 동방이 있어야 돼. 내가 가시야. 파, 까, 까, 네. 아니, 지금 동해 고거래. 디네자 동방이 있어야 돼. 아, 지단 각바당 주방이나 내가 그랬습니다. 가봐서야 되래. 다 각바달아야 하네. 마인가다 메가 니에베나네. 메가서야 되래. 어두신에 다 가상가서 이걸 맞추시러와.
Good morning. So last night we continued to talk about emptiness, and we looked at how in order to realize emptiness, the object to be negated, the object of negation, needs to be eradicated, negated. And in that way, emptiness is realized. And we also spoke about whether between positive and negative phenomena, which is emptiness, emptiness is a negative phenomenon. The negative phenomenon or negative phenomena, they are divided into two, those which are affirming negations and non-affirming negations. And of those two, emptiness is a non-affirming negation, a non-affirming negative.
Last night, we also spoke about how to recognize emptiness. So if we take as the object or the basis to be investigated, could be the person or the aggregates, one first sees how it appears to consciousness. This is the indispensable first step. And the way that the object appears to consciousness is as if it is independent, disconnected by from everything, fixed or static, as if it exists from its own side, by way of its own nature, essence, or characteristics. Thereafter, one investigates. Does the phenomenon exist in the way that it appears or not? Is the appearance in accordance with reality or not? And one investigates and comes to find that the object does not exist in the way that it appears. So the object of negation, the object being appearing to be independent, existing from its own side, or the object seeming to be independent, existing from its own side, this is what is sought and not found. The object is empty of existing from its own side. So while seeming that it does exist by way of its own essence or nature, one comes to recognize that it's empty of existing from its own side. So this way, one merely negates that the true existence or inherent existence and realizes that the phenomenon is empty of existing by way of its own nature. And in this way, emptiness is realized. Now we return to the text, the final paragraph on page 20, sort of in the middle of it. So here I've just changed the translation a little bit. What appears to the mind is the pure empty state preceded by the object of the mode of apprehension of this consciousness, inherent or true existence, is emptiness.
No, sorry. I'm reading it wrong. I'll try again.
Where is the sentence?
Right at the bottom. So I read two sentences mixed up. So ignore what I've just said. So we're at the very last sentence at the bottom of page 20. But the translations change slightly. What appears to the mind is the pure empty state preceded by the mere thought. These appearances that ebb and flow do not exist at all. So I'll read it again. What appears to the mind is the pure empty state preceded by the mere thought. These appearances that ebb and flow do not exist at all. What appears to the mind is the pure empty state preceded by the mere thought. These appearances that ebb and flow do not exist at all. This sentence then describes the process of meditation, which is first to come to recognize how the object appears, and then to investigate to see whether it exists in this way or not. So one first recognizes that the object appears to exist from its own side by way of its own nature. Then one investigates and comes to realize it is empty of existing in the way that it appears. And this then is where one realizes the pure empty state, or realizes emptiness. And that realization of emptiness, or the pure empty state, follows investigation, seeking whether the object exists in the way that it appears or not. When the object of negation is refuted, or to express it differently, where the object of refutation is negated, that is when emptiness is realized, where one realizes the object is empty of existing in the way that it appears. The text continues now at the top of page 21. The mere lack of the object of the mode of apprehension of this consciousness, inherent or true existence, is emptiness. Therefore, such an awareness ascertains emptiness. The meaning of the sentence should be quite clear. The awareness that ascertains or realizes emptiness is realizing that the object is empty of existing by its own nature, inherent, or truly. And that is the object of the mode of apprehension of this consciousness, inherent or true existence. And realizing that the object is empty of existing in this way, emptiness is realized.
And then,
Ascertaining or realizing emptiness is when one realizes that the object is empty of true existence. And here, when one realizes emptiness, one is realizing emptiness or realizing the pure empty state. All that appears is emptiness, the pure empty state. Let's just take a few moments to go through this meditation process that one engages in here. The first step is one decides which object one is going to investigate, how it exists in reality. So one may well start with the person. And if one does start with the person, the first step of the meditation is to come to recognize how the person appears to consciousness. Or if one decides, rather than the person, one's going to take any of the aggregates. So for example, one may take the form aggregate, the body. How does one's body appear to consciousness? Or if one decides, actually, I'd like to analyze an external phenomenon, then it takes something like a tree. How does that appear to consciousness? So what you see here is the first step is whatever the object is, the first step is to come to recognize how the object appears to consciousness. And if one wants to investigate the aggregates, but rather than starting, say, with the body, one decides, actually, one investigate feelings. So then, having decided on the object, one needs to come to recognize how feelings appear to consciousness. Or if one wants to look at consciousness itself, how does consciousness appear to consciousness? That's why they're not mentioned. Examples of differing objects that one can take. If you decide on the person, then the first step, like with any object, is how does it appear to consciousness? So we take in the eye. So here we need to see or understand how the eye appears to consciousness. And to do this, we use the of our companions in our meditation, those of mindfulness and vigilant introspection. We use vigilant introspection, which is of the class of wisdom, to investigate how the eye appears. So we do analysis here to come to recognize how the eye appears to consciousness. We come to see that it appears to be independent, not dependent on anything at all. It appears to be fixed, static, unconnected. In other words, truly existent, existent by way of its own nature or essence. This is how it appears to consciousness. This is how it appears to exist to consciousness, by way of its own nature or essence. So investigate then how the eye appears to consciousness. And then with mindfulness, when we come to recognize how the eye appears to consciousness, with mindfulness, we hold the object. So mindfulness is perhaps best translated as recollection. So the purpose of mindfulness is to recall the object, keep it in mind. Then, whilst mindfulness, the mental factor of mindfulness, is recalling or keeping the object in mind, the mental factor of wisdom or intelligence, this is then used to investigate. And investigates through thinking about the consequences. So if the eye exists in the way that it appears, as by way of its own essence and therefore independent, what would it be independent of? Because it seems to be disconnected from everything. So independent or disconnected from the five aggregates. So is it sustainable? Is it really possible that the eye is independent of the body, that the body has no impact on the eye, that the aggregate of feeling is really disconnected from or unconnected, unrelated, or has no impact on the eye? Is that really possible? And so forth. So we're using here, now first we used vigilant introspection, thereafter mindfulness, and now thirdly we are also using intelligence or wisdom to investigate in this way, looking at the consequences that would follow if the way the eye appears to exist is how it actually exists. We repeatedly come to see that the eye cannot be independent, cannot exist independently, despite appearing so, cannot exist by way of its own nature or from its own side, despite appearing so. At this point, one comes to realize emptiness. The pure empty state appears. One realizes that the object is empty of existing in the way that it appears.
ディニギダン東山地道安德カブラディニギ東山地道ビディ道ビギダディニギ三段地ビカブラ冈山地ヨマルワダ冈山ヨマ冈山東山地マド通過マルワダヨマルワ東山地マドシザ東山地東北にでるわ東山地東北にまで先岸阳通過マルワダ冈山ヨマルディ東山地マド冈山通過マルワダディウシネ東山地街了ディニダ東山地道冈阳通面冈山地地西
没办通过没办法，那地多少月钱了呀？什么样价钱？样价是，但刚才的没有了，用没找一个没办法这边设备给什么东西，几利用过的，没办法这边去怕几的东山什么都突然没，其实刚才的他没办法这边什么东西的，其实刚才在的，六月怕大把挣起现金了，对的哈，六月大把挣起，月把的好过度过来，其实，但这几个是的工作差没得好过来，多把来说了。
其实工作差不多吧，其实那在让给我们的那晚拿新结巴，其实让给我们的主播的民族的，现在刚才的没办法，没多，刚才的多，其实碰到了对的，六八下巴这么多，其实到不了大巴这么多，现在我都是大糊涂过来些的。工作差不多过来些，差不多十八岁左右吧，其实工作差不多些。
工作点把三九二万的工作，工作队员，当年没应该得了工作那个了哇？没个差差个一万，你嘛，没我拿啥的？那是咱那做不做？那是咱那做不做？哦，工作点把三九二万的工作队员，工作差不多我那些。
말매꾼도참어도도고래제데가선덴바마주간사대지간사제바지데간사디제바지나와나동상통고로와동상도동이도이도동상지마도간사통고마르다간사요마르와통고마르다네간사매바레베스데삼르디디제레삼르카르코르선간사제매바레베삼나가르통람상가르하고그르선간사세디젠지라르파다바짬이두세하고고래제레 第二个，我的工作差没些多吧嘞，就是讲啥些的，那晚那些让我们的主播的民族的，先进了对呢，大把这么多些，他好多过来些。就是他第一个说的，我们给让，我们我们那些好过土过来，可是让我们的主播的没办法接，早一点没办法也没办法，让六八大把这么些，先六八大把这么给大把这么也把他好多过来些。
When one realizes through going through this process of first seeing how the phenomenon, the eye appears, then using, having, whilst using mindfulness and vigilant introspection, now also using intelligence or wisdom, when one investigates through reasoning, one comes to recognize that the person does not exist at all in the way that it appears, not even slightly. And this is when the pure empty state appears and emptiness is realized. Thereafter, another consciousness arises, another thought, conceptual consciousness, a thought arises. It's not that the self doesn't exist at all in its entirety. There is a conventional self, and that exists merely labeled by mind. So here, one realizes subtle conventional truth, and one attains the actual path of the middle way, the path between the extremes of existence and nihilism, where the path that is between the view that the self exists by way of its own nature and between the view that the self doesn't exist at all. Here one realizes the self does not exist at all in the way that it appears, but it does exist as a mere dependent arising, in particular, dependent on labeling by mind. And that last step, recognizing dependency, is the realization of subtle conventional truth.
Rang Yellow
Here, the meditator has taken as their object, the person or the I, to come to, have taken it as their object, to investigate, to see how it exists in reality. So that is the objective. How does the object, in this case the person, exist in reality? And the process started with, so this is how it appears to me. This is how I think, I believe it exists. I live my life under the influence of this belief that the I exists in the way that it appears, independently. Then one investigates and comes to recognize it does not exist in this way, not at all. It does not exist from its own side or by way of its own nature, essence, or characteristics. It is empty of existing in that way. It's not independent, despite appearing so. There is the realization of emptiness. That then is followed by the thought, but it does still exist conventionally. How so? Dependently. Dependent on labeling by mind. So it's empty of existing independently, but the way it exists conventionally is dependent on labeling by mind. One goes through this process again and again and again. especially the steps of coming to recognize how the object appears, and then using reasoning, our intelligence. What are the consequences if the object existed in the way that it appears? And repeatedly coming to see, but it just cannot exist in this way. It does not exist in this way. When one comes to recognize that the object is empty, or in this case the person, the self, is empty of existing in the way that it appears, but exists dependently, then one can, in the meditation, shift to another object. So as I said in a few segments ago, one can investigate the person, one can investigate the aggregates, the body, feeling, consciousness, or one can investigate an external phenomenon, such as a tree. The process is identical. One just changes the object. What will differ, though, is that in relation to the quality of the meditation on the initial object, the self, the I, in dependence on that, the quality, or in relation to that quality of that meditation, the meditation, the same meditation now, just on a different object, will be very quick. Because you've done the analysis many times, you're very familiar with this way of thinking, that how the object appears and the consequences of it existing in this way, and recognizing that it cannot. So therefore, with differing objects, one will come to the same quality of realization as previously, due to the immense familiarity with the process of reasoning.
동원의 마음 방안에서 체매 또 살아봐. 체매 또 살아 인상의 동원의 레스베 삼로도 균일이고 말아봐. 그래서 니네에서 나야라 마음 동원의 임바 능고월대 이내 마음을 동원의 레스베 삼로도 균일이고 말아. 미에바데 가르스는 니노 소수기 동원의 마음 바디 소수기 체명해 말아봐.
Jesus,
then the paradi mare, to show an ale mare, and Kaho to sin, and the don't win any body, yeah, Elmar, don't win any body, so 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 a jar to go to Gorwa.
Here one can also use illustrations to reflect on, so as to deepen our understanding. One being using that of a reflection. So if we take a reflection of our own face in the mirror, the way the reflection appears to our mind is as if it were our face. There's not the natural thought that this is a reflection. We rather perceive it as being my face. Intellectually, we can a moment later remind ourselves, of course it's a reflection, but what appears to us that is our face. What naturally, spontaneously appears to us is that is our face. But if it were our actual face, we should find it then. Because here we have without investigating, before us is our actual face. This is how it appears to us. If we think about it, of course, it's a reflection, but it appears as if our actual face and this appearance are unrelated. There's a disconnect between them. They are cut off, separate from each other. But if we investigate to see if our actual face exists in the way that it appears, we should find it somewhere. And the appearance is here before us, appearing as separate from our perceiving consciousness, disconnected from our perceiving consciousness. But our face cannot be found in the mirror. Our face cannot be found in the space between the mirror and our body. And there, and through this process of analysis, looking at using reasoning, using our intelligence to use reasoning and consequences, we recognize that our face, that this appearance, this appearance of our face cannot be our actual face. It can only but be a reflection. When we think about this again and again, we'll give rise to a valid cognizer realizing that this is a reflection and not our face. Which means that when we see a reflection again, we will not have the spontaneous thought, oh, this is my actual face. We won't have that same confusion again because we have generated a valid cognizer recognizing that this is not our face, but a reflection. The way that a reflection appears to our mind is as if it is separate, disconnected from our body, almost as if we had two faces, one appearing in the mirror and this one here. But if what was appearing in the mirror really were our face, it should be found. But where? It's not in the form that is the mirror. It's not in the frame of the mirror. It's not in the intervening space between our face and the mirror. Therefore, the reflection is not our face. It is merely a reflection. And when we come to understand this, not intellectually, because that's very clear, but we come to realize it with a valid cognizer, we will no longer be deceived by a reflection appearing as anything other than a reflection of our face. In other words, we will no longer be deceived by it as being our actual face. And then if we were to, for example, go to a shopping center where there are many mirrors and glass windows, and therefore we see our reflection often, every time we see our reflection, we'll recognize it as being a mere reflection. The illustration of a reflection is useful to recall to mind, because just like someone who has investigated a reflection and has realized that the face, our face that appears before us, does not exist in the way that it appears. So a person has realized that this appearance of my face does not exist in the way that it appears. The person who has realized that with a valid cognizer will never be deceived by thinking that a reflection exists in the way that it appears. Similarly, when a yogin has realized that the object of their meditation, for example, the I, the self, does not exist in the way that it appears, that it's empty of existing in the way that it appears, but it's not completely non-existent, but exists conventionally merely dependent on labeling by mind. The yogin who has realized that with a valid cognizer will no longer be deceived by the appearance of any object. In meditation, they can take that understanding then from the initial object, such as the self, and apply it to any and every other object rapidly in relation to the quality of their prior analysis, and realize this too does not exist in the way that it appears. This third object also is empty of existing in the way that it appears. And such a yogin then will no longer be deceived by whatever they apprehend, their consciousness, their mind apprehends. They'll never be deceived thinking it exists in the way that it appears, because of the power of their realization of emptiness. So therefore, after such a realization, whatever appears to consciousness of such a yogin will appear as being like an illusion, as something that does not exist in the way that appears, that does not exist independently, but has come about in dependence on causes, such as labeling by mind. The position we're in now is we see a reflection of something, such as our face, and innately to our consciousness it appears as our face. But if we investigate, we quickly recognize that it's not our actual face, therefore it doesn't exist in the way that it appears. That being said, though, a form is appearing in the reflection, or in the mirror as a reflection. So the reflection itself exists. And how can we say that? Because it performs a function. So what would be the function of our reflected face? So that we can look for any perfections and maybe see none. So the reflection of our face performs a function. It exists. But it doesn't exist in the way that it appears as our actual face.
As I said in the previous segment, the reflection is an existence, it exists. How so? In dependence on a number of causes. It depends, the reflection is a dependence on a mirror, the face, and light. Without such causes, there can be no reflection.
If there's no mirror, there will be no reflection of a face. If there's no face before the mirror, there'll be no reflection of a face. And if the bathroom light hasn't been turned on, there'll be no reflection of anything at all. But when those causes are all aggregated, the result will come, and the reflection will appear.
Holding in mind then the different points of the illustration about the reflection, we go back to the illustration of the person. So the person appears just like the reflected face as being existent in the way that it appears, as existent from its own side, as independent, unconnected from anything at all. So just like the reflected face appears as being appears to consciousness as being our actual face, so too the way the person or the I appears to consciousness is as if it is self-existent, independent. But despite appearing to consciousness in this way, when we investigate, we recognize that it is dependent. It may appear, and I may interact with it as if it were independent, but is actually dependent on the aggregates. The person, the I, the self, is dependent on the aggregates. And the aggregates are the basis, the aggregation of the aggregates are the basis upon which self is imputed. So therefore, we see that the self cannot be independent, but is dependent. Dependent on the aggregates, and upon the aggregation of aggregates, self being imputed by mind.
bringing the two illustrations together. If there is no mirror, there can be no reflection of a face. If there is no face before the mirror, there can be no reflection of a face in the mirror. Very easy to understand that the causes need to be aggregated for the resultant reflection to arise. So too with a person. If there is no basis of imputation, the aggregation of the aggregates, but only an imputing mind, there can be no person. And vice versa. If there were to be a basis of imputation, a collection of aggregates, but no mind imputing person onto them, there would be no person. So with both illustrations of the reflection and the person, they both appear to consciousness in the same way as independent. But upon investigation, they both are dependent. What we see with the person is that for there to be a person, there has to be a basis upon which person can be imputed, the collection of the aggregates, and not only the basis, there needs to be the imputing mind. So there's the basis of imputation and the imputing mind. Both are required for there to be a person. So therefore, the person is a dependent arising. The person is not independent because it requires a basis of imputation and imputation by mind. So therefore, it cannot be independent, but is dependent. And this then, this understanding of dependent arising, we need to apply to all classes of phenomena because they are all dependent on causes, parts, and in particular, labeling by mind. So therefore, everything that exists is a dependent arising, exists dependently. Everything that exists, exists dependently. This understanding of dependence arising, in particular dependence on labeling by mind, that we've come to, that are presented now in relation to the person, this needs to be applied vastly or in a very broad manner, or to a broad number of objects. And
でね、やけしきゃわしいところは。じゃあ、でね、さ、ああ、じゅげ、だで、ぷんぼで、きゃわちまで、けせぎ、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん、てん
This process of dependency then, as I just said, should be applied broadly so as to deepen this realization, to integrate this realization deep within us. So to take something that may seem a bit abstract, but take reincarnation. So if we think about a future life, our future life, our life immediately following this one, that is a dependent arising. It is dependent on this life's aggregates. So, for example, if our future place of rebirth and our future parents, those are causes that are required for a rebirth, are accumulated, those causes are there, but our aggregates are missing, how can it be said we'll be born there? Similarly, if the place of our rebirth, perhaps the particular hospital, if the place of our rebirth is there, our aggregates are ready to take rebirth there, but our parents, they are not sleeping together, there's no conception, how can we be born there? So therefore, we see that our future life is also a dependent arising. It's dependent on all five of our aggregates, as well as other causes. Moreover, the concept of a future life is also dependent on a present life, and the concept of a past life is also dependent on a present life. So what we see, reincarnation in its continuity, is mutually dependent. It's not independent. just to really drive this point home, that you should apply this understanding of dependence arising broadly. Take the concept of the generation of compassion. So to generate compassion on our continuum, we take that as an illustration. Compassion as an object will appear to our consciousness as being self-existent, independent. But when we investigate, it cannot exist in this way. If it were existent by way of its own nature, inherently existent, it would be unconnected from anything at all. It would be there or not there, and it could not change. But in reality, we all have the capacity to generate compassion on our continuum. And why? Because the founder Buddha appeared in this world, and he illuminated the path by which practitioners could generate compassion. And an unbroken lineage of practitioners have been doing exactly that, cultivating the causes precisely in accordance with how it was taught by the Buddha, and generating compassion in their continuum. And this unbroken lineage has continued to our lamas today. So not only therefore, compassion can be generated because the Buddha has appeared in this world and taught, and there's an unbroken lineage of realized beings through to this present day. But those aren't the only causes that are required, because we are taking the generation of compassion on our own continuum. And here, the causes I've mentioned are the Buddha and the lineage of lamas. The crucial cause that is also required is the seed of compassion on our own continuum. If this were lacking, how could we generate compassion on our own continuum? But because we have this, because there's the blessings of the Buddha through him appearing in the world, the abiding lineage right through to our present Lama, the teachings that we receive being a further cause, and our effort to nurture and cultivate and develop the seed on our continuum, through all those causes coming together, compassion can be generated within our own continuum by ourselves. If compassion were inherently existent, no causes could impact on it. And therefore, whether the Buddha had appeared in the world or not, whether we had met a teacher, a qualified teacher or not, whether we made effort or not, whether we had imprints or not, would make no difference to the presence or absence of compassion on our continuum. But that's not the case. It is, too, a dependence arising.
And the young man, the Chisoga Lobjon Rush, some time at Arava, poor Requia Watch Yovache, Repubaya Yovache, and the Chick Lobjon Chegi, Pene, Ki, Ruchai, Dunya, Dumbashi, Watch Yovache, Yovenea, Anakasore, Besu Chevene, Lapkins Mena, Shia Marava, Chisango. That in Kuti, Lapkin Jin, Yawatch Yovache, so Repuja Baya Yovane. That's also the Chinese person, Majibana, and she is here, Marawa. On the name of that, so Sugi, Lapkan, Yahoo Yobache, so Sugi, and Chiki Chinese, Ribeye Yobache, Tako Chinese, Ribeye, never and I got Chin Shia Marawa, then Ribeye Yobache, Ribeye Gansa, and that's the Ribeye Yoruada, Shiva Yoruba, Ribeye Yoruba, Ribeye Yobache. That delay so Sugi Besu Jebaina, Dissum so Walletine. And then,
and so she gave Pizin Cheva, and take Niziki, Nubige, Nubashiva, Delatine, Niziki Gores, and as Chipa Chalcheta, Kala, Dunish, two mother, Magic Chidangi, the Chiviton and Yamlinche, Rimbayanada, Chichi, Ginchi, Tang, the Dunish, two war, Dunish, Yaki, two war, Najizogi, that love John Rubin, the Larenaja. Chik duen e bezuchin, chik duen e yargi dhugur ma, ma dhiyo ma, yunye ka merwa. Tisa dine e za, chinan kari, kati samtabhe ne, shihen chile duen e dhubwa ma to, ma dhiyo ma dhubwa sayate, rangu wane dhubwa sawa gine, mindu sempe samlo chile gore wa.
An illustration that you'll all be very familiar with is when a school child is intelligent and has a strong wish to gain an education, but they live in a place where education is not accessible, perhaps it's denied to them. Despite their intelligence and their desire, they will not be able to become educated because the causes to be educated cannot be accumulated. There'll be others who have perhaps access to wonderful teachers and are intelligent, but they make no effort. They take it for granted, they're a little lazy, not interested, and therefore they remain uneducated because all of the required causes are not accumulated. And there are others who have great teachers, who have great desire to be educated, but they lack, they have a severe mental impediment, and therefore the causes are not accumulated, and they cannot become educated. So this is something we see in society, that causes need to come together, not just some, but all of them, and then the result will come. If one has access to excellent teachers, if one has intelligence, and if one makes effort, one will become educated. So we know this in society, and there'll be many other illustrations in society, because all desired results in society are dependent arisings. The causes in their entirety need to be accumulated. Then the result will naturally follow. And this is very much the case too with our spiritual development. With each and every spiritual goal that you'd like to achieve, whether it's compassion, realization of emptiness, calm abiding, whichever it may be, one needs, taking as an illustration of compassion, blessings of the Buddha, the continuity of the lineage as represented by our Lama, we need the seed on our continuum, and we need to make effort. When those causes come together, the result will follow, because it's a dependent arising. And this is the case with every realization we long for. Gather the causes, and the desired result will follow.
I didn't get in a two-body, go ahead, get him out, then that didn't do good, as I can do, think you because I just to see Kansas, change the two-body, mother, mother, but we are married. Then didn't that, and you get that, didn't do good, and that, and you get 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 that, and Ham
제나디 제나다 하고도 남사 디제 제트고르와 디네자 디 농번이 또 봐이나 디니기다 디니게 남자 하고도 디니지 고미아다 장주 섬과 남념는 제알이야 아니 신이 신데 제발이야 아니 신이 동아 디기 주별이야 배마서 하바도 아니 닝도 체다 배세 야 가서 야 주투고래제 레균제는 예바 배마서 예바니야다 디니 레균은 예바 꾸니도 디 디봉게로도 야불리도 그래제 디보봉야다 개와 주별데 배주 야불리도 그래제 Thank you, Jidan. That they are doing Jidan. Do
I encourage you then to reflect in the way that I presented here on dependent arising, how all phenomena are dependent arisings. There's such benefits in doing this. One of the benefits would be that if one is reflecting that something is a dependent arising, one also recognizes it's empty of inherent existence. Moreover, one can recognize that because phenomena are dependent arisings, anything we hope to achieve through accumulating the causes, we can accumulate them. We can achieve that goal. Anything we wish to abandon, through not accumulating those causes, and through accumulating the contrary causes, the antidotes, we can abandon those faults too. Nothing is beyond us. So I'll repeat the illustration of compassion, and you apply it to all your other desired spiritual goals. The Buddha has appeared, presented the path, the lineage has remained unbroken, which means there are realized teachers who can illuminate the path for us. In other words, they can not only pass on the knowledge, but guide us in how to integrate and generate those realizations within us. And therefore, and moreover, compassion, the seed for compassion, exists on our continuum. All that is required is us to make a sustained effort. And then, we too can become bodhisattvas. And if you become bodhisattvas, then Buddhahood is attainable for us. So this then is the second reason why I encourage you to reflect on dependent arising, is to recognize that what is possible for all of us, we are ordinary people, we are not particularly extraordinary in this world, but we do have extraordinary capacity. And this is largely unrecognized. By reflecting on dependent arising, we come to recognize our true potential. And this is so important. It is absolutely essential because it leads to the generation of self-confidence, of an indispensable strength of mind. And why is the self-confidence and strength of mind indispensable? Because it gives us the courage to turn away from what we are habituated to turn away from what lacks meaning, and apply ourselves to what is meaningful, and to live a meaningful life. It gives us the courage to not always, to not keep doing what's easy because we're habituated to it, but to do what we know is important, although it feels difficult because we are not yet habituated to it. We'll know that by applying ourselves, we are creating causes, and we're becoming habituated, and it will become easier, and the goal will be realized. We'll have confidence that this effort we're applying will bear fruit, and therefore it's worthwhile. So this then is a key reason why it's important to reflect on dependent arising. The other reason, going back to what I said initially, is that realizing emptiness is very difficult. But by reflecting on dependent arising, we will give confidence too that realizing emptiness is possible. Because just like anything in life, any skill we acquired at first was difficult. We acquired more experience, became easier. Or if we try and do something that we have no knowledge or experience in? We're fumbling about in the dark. It doesn't go well. Because we've lacked the accumulation of causes. But you realize emptiness. We keep accumulating knowledge and applying that knowledge through reflection in the way we advise. And in this way, we accumulate the causes. And even for us, we can realize emptiness. This is not beyond us. So therefore, I encourage you to reflect on dependence arising. And you reflect on dependence arising both in terms of the positive qualities, the virtuous qualities you want to develop. Reflecting on dependence arising aids your understanding of karma. And then the companion is in terms of the unwholesome habituations that you want to abandon. By reflecting on dependence arising, which aids one's understanding of karma, it's so much easier to abandon our negative mental tendencies. So the whole path opens up for us through this development of inner confidence and strength of mind that will come if you reflect broadly and regularly on dependence arising.
Jesa lama mena jesa kasang da da dikarsho sangan de lemi jilab da ani jik dure sa ani kasang ni garsha sna tomba ni kum tu sin lama yangi nam samna nal tini tini du ti ta re de men ya shu gore la ruwa jena diri dine lami ji jilab da lama ma chue sung dine yi sung sung dine ge ani nga ju ge gom jap dine chiba na ani ji ni ji ge de ti dugo le se de jesa lama mena da ani nga ju ge
As I've just been saying, to give rise to any realization, including that of emptiness, one needs to accumulate the causes, and if one, to the extent that one does so, that realization, the attainment of that realization will draw ever nearer. One needs the blessings of the Buddha, and for that, the Dharma exists in our world in an unbroken lineage. And we've met a spiritual teacher who can bring it to life for us, who can train us in how to cultivate these realizations. We require the seeds on our continuum and to make effort. And then anything is possible. We can realize compassion and become bodhisattvas. We can realize emptiness. But a concern may arise that if one isn't near one's teacher and one it feels, how can I know if I'm on the right path or not? How can I tell if I'm making an error in my meditation? Because as mentioned last night, there is a danger in many of the meditations, or rather in some of the meditations, where one can make an error thinking one has attained something when one has not.
Jinavi
だって、じゃあ、それ、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その、その
that in under some banashin, Tungu Yabana, that as Yaman the Titiar. Is that the Tungu Yabana, called Tara Chagom, which is a dinner down to him. That Lamongosu, Shuvein, Lamiki, Sonshu, Lamalia, and Divotia, dear what, Lamongosu, Shuvein, Tan Chungbuda, Dinaman, Susu, some Dan Yamanja, the Pisin Alba, Debna Law, Debna Pa, Law Shabu, that in my dinner, the Tungu, the Tungu, the Tungu Yabana, the Titiar, the Dangaja, so on as you that the.
계층不착过的别的给微信的别记住给微信过那么我说他有没有的别记得给微信家对过来
So ideally one will be able to receive teachings directly from one's Lama and thereby also guidance in the meditation and one can go directly to him to share one's meditation experience and check if one's on the right track or not. But for some, this just may not be possible. Either their home circumstances or circumstances relating to distance. Then if you find yourself in that position, then rely on unmistaken texts. The replacement for a living lama will be unmistaken texts. So the illustration, for example, that I've used this morning is about of a reflection in a mirror, how it appears to us, and then how to investigate if it exists in this way or not, and so forth. This is found in the classic texts. So one can rely on unmistaken texts in place of a physical spiritual teacher if one's circumstances prevent one from being in the company, in the direct company of a spiritual teacher.
Tisa dangang zhugi subu ge dong dang subu qilu ge su ti ge kan ni xue me dai di ngang zhu ko zu den tong du ma ti du ko me long le dan ne xia zhe ne ga ga du zhe ni jia hu tu guo wa dangang zhugi sem nang le ya san ba ga ne xi ku zu san le ya da du wa ta ga sem chi ga 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 yong zhe se sem mi na dai me long di 你看是梅朗兰但他后头也同样是该要买的嘛你个人同样也是呢必须得不能落下来的你得不能马大人都去必须得不能落就在这就够了但是说是个心拿了等你送学给地大但是说是个心拿了打发学问的大王这个东大王那就问你通过了其他的军人如今还是东梅朗大的军人如今的梅朗通过了今天是俺是马丽巴的
Semna, some down, the dead, the law, the social, some down, the DJ, the team, the same, some of the edit, the same, the same, the same,
If you're on your own and you want to know how your face is looking, whether it's suitable, presentable or not, then one relies on a mirror. But if one wants to know about one's mental development, know whether one's mind is getting better or worse or going in the right direction or not, and needs an outside opinion, but one is not able to directly approach one's teacher, then one uses a text. And the unmistaken, authentic text, they will play the role of a mirror to one's mind. So therefore, if one cannot have direct access to one's teacher, then rely on authentic texts.
And in
那俺就给南北三一比给三两啊，那给个是个三两九瓦当钱，提起出来的三两九瓦当钱，个送做的送过了。其实三两九瓦提起那三两九瓦当当的嘞，其实他得了缺什么公司些的这个送过了。其实三两，其实缺吧些，但不缺吧了些，缺完呢，俺妈就缺那面子的嘛，必须得读书这些这些家的嘛，缺吧些。 去呢，那伢呢？伢都上大学的，那说是个什么来的？的考的，我的另外的什么来考的证明多？你考的这些证明给他好过读个些个咯？其实证明也话，伢都的好过读过来些的，三百钱的。其实第二些的买的些，还有的，但伢过的也不好过的，等于伢你不公平当然的，那公不过来些个咯，他公不能啊这个的这些证件他们些。
第二把的电脑先别给，再读些什么大的，现在那是些的，也不买的些的，现在那个让来个第几个节目，懂啊？那让些你个刚刚点的用过来些的，别是拿来写下来，就是他第一个没得事。其实第二把的再话些的，也不来的，让来苹果的，让来先来苹果的，第一个节目，俺才起码的忙活了，他把的他们这些全部上有个把都给读出，结果了这边写的，他第二把的你这的也不的，缺什么级别的好糊涂。 其实你好好的对对呢，但讲白的，你这也不能在这块我公平的当下呀，我公平的也是。其实你那些人就缺什么公平结果了，其实缺什么公平的当下这个这个难比的，但陆军的那做了些，但都是呢，也全部修这个了，其实你呢。
All of you gathered here or watching at home, we share the wish to transform our mind. And the unmistaken method to do so is to hear teachings, reflect, and then meditate on them. This is the unmistaken process. So the first step is to hear teachings, to read texts, and whilst doing so, contemplate their meaning, reflect on their meaning. And we do so repeatedly over a sustained period, gaining certainty. And when one has done so, then one is ready to engage in meditation. So here, one takes a teaching, for example, the teaching on abandoning harming others. So the text will present many reasons. Your teacher will illuminate those reasons. Illuminate the reasons such as the suffering that others will experience, the suffering that you yourself will experience in both this and future lives. And the hindrance that such behavior will bring to one's spiritual development. So these are the reasons that are presented in teachings and texts, and whilst hearing, and again afterwards, again and again, contemplate, investigate, reflect on these reasons. In this way, one gains certainty that I must abandon harming others in all forms, physically, verbally, even mentally.
All right, that 就为这些事情呢，对我的心呢，当然这个了。We
can conclude here then for this morning. If you have some questions, then please feel free to ask. Then have a lovely lunch. Thank you.